are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Well, here we go again, Serious Growthers. You know, I got to tell you, here's what I want to talk about today. It's called Dancing with Death. And it's the pathway to productivity. You know, you have to want to keep learning about your situation, yourself, on an ongoing basis in order for you to keep making progress in whatever you're doing. And I started coming across this, you know, there's some things that I've talked about it on this program before about how I've made breakthroughs when I'm very emotional. And it has to do with my strokes that I had 10 years ago. And I want to take this, I just want to keep taking it a step further because it really does apply in every scenario across the board, not just training. But dancing with death is something that you have to do when you're training. You have to. And it's maybe to some people, you might think that that's kind of a sick way. Listen, here's the truth of the matter. And I don't think as I'm talking to you that all of us don't know that we are going to die no matter what. And the thing about it, especially when you're younger, it's called avoidance. We don't want to think about that shit. It's natural. But, you know, everything is so counterintuitive. And as I've gotten older and as I'm learning things, and I don't think there's a lot of good things about getting older, but there's a couple and they're really significant. And I think it's gaining wisdom and perspective and insight. It's huge. But one of the things that I go back and I thought, you know, when I had my strokes 10 years ago, the doctors told me I was a miracle. They told me I was lucky to be alive. And I got to tell you, I thought they were full of shit. I didn't see how that was the case. I mean, look, it was serious what happened to me. No doubt. I was jacked up. And even in that state, I didn't see why they were saying that. As time was going on, and as I was learning about the statistics of that, yeah, they said you're a miracle and you shouldn't be here. I just didn't give it much thought until I had more experiences. And the first one was when I drove myself to San Francisco by myself after, I think it was 3 months or 4 months of this happening to me. And I got to tell you, I was freaked out on that trip. I was having a panic attack while I was driving for the only reason that I started asking myself, what if this happens to me again? I'm alone. You can probably imagine it. What am I going to do? And when I got there in San Francisco, before I went and met with a guy that my mentor at the time, I cried for 20 minutes uncontrollably. But that's where, as I'm looking back now, you know, because sometimes we got to look back to find out how to go forward. I've talked about that before too. You have to do that. It's a way to gain perspective. It's a way to say, okay, do I need to make a change in my life? Do I need to make a change in my training? Do you see how this kind of fits in? It's all one and the same sort of, but different. And when what I started learning about that is that when I was in that panic attack, I was also very focused. It's a weird dynamic. And after that event, it was like I knew stuff at that point. My strokes gave me a different perspective. Once I realized that what had happened to me, those three strokes, I had a brush with death. And I got to tell you something. I think we all need to have that because of the positive that you get from that. You know, I've talked about before, you know, the obstacles are the things that you have that you need to focus on. The obstacles are the way. I'm saying that in a different way. Dancing with death is dealing with obstacles, because the obstacles are the way in the gym for you to get dramatic results. Because you're going to push your body to the edge. You have to. When you do that, what happens? You go into fight or flight to some degree, fight or flight. Your body perceives a threat. You have to take your body into that fight or flight, whether it's in the gym or whether it's just you learning how to be comfortable in uncomfortable situations. You have to learn and be willing to face death head on. It's a scary fucking thing, but you have to do that. Because once you do that, once you get out of that mode where you're, once you get out of that mode, it gives you clarity. It's the opposite of what you think might happen. It's counterintuitive. How many times have I talked about in training how everything that you think that you're doing is counterintuitive to what you probably should be doing?
All right, let's take a quick break so I can tell you about our product.
Do you want a bone-crushing grip? Good, because you're going to get one with the amazing new TRS Gripper. It's a progressive grip builder with longer handles and a special ergonomic design that's like a dozen hand grippers in one. Start off easy and work your way up to quickly build your grip strength from wet noodle to pulverizing. The package includes a video from the world-famous strength coach, Dr. Russ Horine, the man who worked with Leo Costa to help bring you Big Beyond Belief and the Bulgarian Power Burst. Dr. Horine shows you a simple and easy to follow workout plan that takes just minutes a day right from in front of your TV set if you want. So click on the link below and let's get started building you a stronger, firmer, bone-crushing grip.
For example, when you want to put on muscle, and when you're focusing on doing that with diet, for example, one of the best ways to put on muscle is to take protein away from your body. Do you understand how counterintuitive that is? But that's exactly what you have to do. And you have to be comfortable in that uncomfortable situation. And the thing that happens when you force yourself into those environments where you're not comfortable, you get real creative because you're narrow of focus. It's like you get like tunnel vision, adrenaline when you push yourself to that edge of really being uncomfortable. You have an adrenaline release. Again, you have fight or flight. Your autonomic nervous system kicks into gear. That heightens all of your senses. That also means that you're going to be a lot more creative. You can be creative in a gym. You can be creative in the work that you do. It doesn't really matter. The process is the same. Are you willing to dance with death? You know, I think about it all the time, more because of, you know, I'm getting older. Like when I just take trips by myself. I did it when I went a long time ago to Italy. It was the very same response that I had like when I took that trip to San Francisco. In both of those scenarios, there's a part of me, it just scared the shit out of me. I mean, being away, you know, it's a mind game. It's constantly a mind game, but it always is a mind game. What if I have one now? What am I going to do? I'm dancing with death is what I'm doing. As it relates to the gym. And I'll tell you something. As I'm learning how to deal with that, dancing with death, knowing that my reps that I do tomorrow could be my last reps. But it's always like that. You know, I'm thinking, okay, I'm a little more exposed because I had this, you know, happen to me. Should I be worried about pushing it? Maybe I shouldn't. You know what? No. I don't worry about that. Listen, I'm not talking about being reckless. All this is a calculation. All this is something that's thought through in great depth. when you look at something that's really a major obstacle, something that's scaring the crap out of you, anxiety, don't avoid it, is what I'm trying to say. Embrace it. Look at it every day. When you're dealing with a bunch of different situations where that's causing anxiety, insecurity, I'm giving you tools here. Again, don't avoid it. But another thing that can really help you is that just compartmentalize your anxiety. Compartmentalize your obstacles. Compartmentalize your fears. Because when you look at something that's the big picture, it can keep you from moving forward. It'll scare you to the point where you become paralyzed. It happens to a lot of people. They get so afraid of their life. And it's more dramatic with something like what happened to me. When you have that brush of with death, it changes that. It puts it more to the front of your head instead of to the back. Again, when people are avoiding something, they shove that shit to the back. And then every once in a while they deal with it, but not too much because it makes you feel that way. So when you've been hurt, injured, it could be just an injury that you've had. Then maybe you're afraid now to go all out because you're going to get hurt again. That's what I'm talking about. I had a major injury to my brain and body. But you know what? The more that I get into it, the more that I understand how to deal with the way that I think about things, I realize that what I need to do is push it even more. Yeah, that's right. Why not? What am I afraid of? Am I afraid of dying? Well, I would say that if I'm being honest, but it could happen to me no matter what. Life is so fickle that from one day to the next, it changes. No matter if you've had strokes, if you've had events in your life, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. Dance with death. Look at it. Feel it. Taste it. I've been there. I've seen death. I have. Maybe some of you can relate to this because, you know, when you get real close to death like that, I've noticed that everything slows down. When I had my strokes, when I was in that moment, brushing up to death, everything got crystal clear to me. Everything slowed down to me. I could see things. It's a weird sensation. But if you don't go there to some degree in your life, you can't get this clarity. You can't get this level of certainty. You cannot. It's part of the consequence. You have to push yourself to the edge. In training, we talk about, and the Bulgarians talk about this, that the first thing that you do is don't push it to where it becomes chronic. You see what I mean? That's being reckless. On another area, it's being reckless if you're constantly overeating to the point where you're stressing your body so hard, it's chronic. All of a sudden, your blood pressure is going up. Your blood sugar's off the charts. See, I'm just trying to compare that to some of the stuff that I do with training. That doesn't mean that you don't push it. Like, for example, back to the training. On the weekends, I can tell you that caloric, as it relates to calorie intake, I push the shit out of my body. What do I mean by that? During the week, I'm eating about 2,500 calories a day. On the weekend, I'm eating 15,000 to 16,000 calories a day. Why am I doing that? Because I'm pushing my physiology. I'm temporarily putting my physiology at under threat. I'm driving myself into the fight or flight on purpose. But here's what happens. When I come in Monday morning, I can tell I stress my body out. You know how? I take my blood pressure. It's always elevated. Now, I'm very concerned about that because the number one reason that people have strokes is because of high blood pressure. But what's really important as a distinction is to understand that it's chronic blood pressure. Your blood pressure is constantly going up and down. But instead of me avoiding taking my blood pressure, because I, you know, if I'm being real honest with you, sometimes I don't want to know. Aren't we like that sometimes? I'd rather just not know. That's called avoidance. But what good is that? That's why I tell people, look, as it relates to weighing yourself. Some people say, weigh yourself once a week. That way you don't respond to their body fluctuating up. Fuck that. Come on, grow a pair. Put your big boy pants and big girl pants on. Weigh every day. Why is that important? Don't you want to know exactly how your body is functioning? So what I do is I make sure that my vitals are always good. And what I've noticed, again, because I put my body under stress with calories, you do the same thing with training. That's taking yourself to task and dancing with death to a degree. But I just make sure I take my vitals, I take my blood pressure every day. I weigh every day. I have this pulsometer where I check the level of saturation of air that's in my body to make sure that that's okay. And here's what I learned. Every Monday when I come in, my blood pressure is elevated, especially my top number. The bottom number is the most important, although information now says they both are. I got it. Hypertensive is 150 over 90. I know my numbers, and you should know your fucking numbers too. Not only your blood pressure numbers, but you should know every number across the board as far as I'm concerned. If you're training, know the numbers. Know how your body responds to different situations. Oh, that's only if you want to get to the point where you have the ability to produce and reproduce a result. If you're not, then don't do that. I'm not talking to those people. I'm talking to you that want to get a handle on being able to deal with death and that you're willing to push yourself always in every area. But you have to know how to do that. And you know what? Even with that being said, there's risk. Are you afraid of that? That's just something you have to deal with. You know, repetition is the mother of skill. And the more that you do this, the more that you put yourself, make yourself uncomfortable and learn how to become comfortable with that, you will be shocked and amazed at how productive you become on every level. You will be amazed. It's going to happen anyway. You can be in denial. You can be in avoidance. You're still going to have to deal with that at some point. We all are. You know, I sometimes wish that I just could have done some of these things that I'm telling you much sooner, because I've become so much more productive and much more enthused and excited about my life ever since I had these damn strokes. It just gives you, I'm going to say it again because I can't even believe it. It gave me some insight that I was afraid to trust. It's like I know shit. I know without a doubt certain things. And it's because I got that close to death. So I'm going to keep dancing with death. Look, I respect the fact that we're going to die. I respect death. That's why I'm not suggesting that you be reckless and just say, oh, fuck it. I'll just drink my ass off or smoke cigarettes. I had that mentality too. No, it's different now. You're going to have to face this stuff anyway. Don't be afraid. That's easier said than done. That's the reason why you have to have a strategy for what you're doing. And you have to be willing to trust that strategy at some point. But it begins with a daily habit. For you people that are going to the gym, if you're not walking into that gym, I'm going to keep saying this stuff until I'm blue in the face. And when I'm blue in the face, I'm dead. But I'm going to keep saying this. You need to take yourself to task every day. In the gym, take yourself to task. Take yourself to war. Is that too dramatic for you? push yourself to the next level. Take your body to the extreme. Go to the edge. Get that close. Scare the shit out of yourself. Just don't kill yourself. And yet you still may die. That's all I have to say to you today. Think about what I'm saying. Dance with death. Embrace it. Till next time, go get some serious growth.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.